prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical Engineer and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about whistleblowers in medical science tonight, first part of the show. Also, we're going to be talking about maybe some armor-plated germs, what you can do about that, and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. You know, Frank, I was corrected today. I should be saying Semper Fidelis. Fidelis? Is that how you say it? Fidelis? Anyway, I shorten it. I don't mean any disrespect. But today's devotional puts us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. And in Haggai 2, it says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord God of hosts. And in Proverbs 28, he that hastens to be rich has an evil eye and considers not the poverty shall it come upon him. Ooh, mind the time, it grows short. Seek the Lord's face, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Hey, Frank, do you like to drink beer? I occasionally might have one. Not a big, big drinker, but yeah, you know, something hot and spicy. A beer is kind of nice, right? Crafted beer. Okay, crafted beer. Well, hey, do you know how much glyphosate? Stout. Okay, you like the more bitter stuff? Okay. Well, do you know how much glyphosate's in beer? Apparently somebody did some tests on beer out there. 26 popular beer brands to see how much glyphosate your Roundup gets in your beer, you know, on the wheat and the hops and all that stuff. Let's see. I'm trying to find a really a Foster's beer, for instance. 0.14 parts per billion in Foster's beer. Miller Lite, 0.08 parts per billion. You have a brand name, Frank? You want me to look on the list? Or you just use your, you make your own? Some people make their own beers. It's kind of a thing. People do that. My brother does that. Oh, okay. Well, I don't think that's on here. Let's see. I'm trying to see, Budweiser, here we go, a pretty popular name. 0.86% parts per billion of glyphosate in your beer. There's a bunch of them here. Blue Moon, you know that Belgian white, very popular with the millennials? 0.59. Yeah, I know. It's interesting. Now, let's see. I think is it Michelob? Michelob makes an organic beer now. It's a light beer. They make it out of organic everything. So, anyway, Miller High Life, 0.08 parts per billion. Anyway, it's just Smirnoff makes a beer. Oh, Smirnoff Ice Mash has none. And neither does Four Loko Sour Apple, none. So out of the 26, I never heard of some of these on this list, but I'm not a big beer person. So, but anyway, your Roundup's in your beer, apparently. Moving along in the quack report, Muslims are waking up to the fact vaccines are filthy. Lots of filth in there. A lot of animal ingredients. You know, they don't like that. So they're demanding to be released from the mandates. A lot of vaccines including the nasal flu vaccine for flu, contain a viral infected animal tissue. Bacteria infected cells from dogs, pigs, chickens, cows, calves, eagles, African green monkeys, even, yes, human aborted fetal tissues in there. And then it's in gelatin, which again comes from animals, animal hides, muscles, cartilage, hooves, hides, other body parts. So it's scientific fact that if you're going to inject these types of animal foreign proteins into your bloodstream, not typically a good thing, and that's what causes a lot of severe allergic reactions. Now, in England, every child, between the ages of 2 and 10, is expected to get the nasal flu vaccine. Okay? Hang on, Frank, just a minute. So they say the Muslims in England are objecting to this practice of all this vaccine. So they want to get exempt on Islamic law. Well, how many states? 4, 5, 6 states now in the U.S. You can't use religious objection, right? But that's the U.K. So I don't know what they're going to do over here. What are you asking me? Barley and wheat, yes, yes. How much Roundup in the average loaf of white bread? I don't know. I don't have that statistic in front of me, Frank, but I'm sure it's up there. That's why I'm avoiding all wheat. If the listeners caught the show on how they harvest wheat, we were telling them They don't want to put the grain up in silos so it dehumidifies the grain kernel to a certain moisture so it can send it to the mill. So what they do is they, for 2 weeks before they harvest it, they spray the crop with Roundup. Lots of it starts to kill the plant and it dehydrates it so that the moisture in the kernel drops so they can just cut it down, take it over to the mill, full of Roundup. But as far as the statistical parts per billion on that, Frank, don't have that in front of me. I'm sure it's high. So, I mean, really, how much parts per billion is your cutoff, really? You know, mine's zero. I don't want any. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, Merck's former lead supervisor, Merck's Pharmaceutical, he was the lead supervisor for vaccine safety, says he doesn't get his children vaccinated. Never. He's got 4 kids. We're going to be talking about this, the first part of the show. I think Frank's got a little clip we're going to play in a little bit. It's scientist George Arojo, and he was in charge of quality controls, important safety practices at Merck Pharmaceuticals. One of the Pharma 5 dominants of vaccine producing industry is Merck. They make a lot of MMR vaccine and stuff. So, he actually had to leave Merck. Okay. He had to leave Merck because, he says he started questioning the safety of the vaccines. And he says that at first he thought it was nothing. You know, he was kind of taking everything with a grain of salt, like just the average person. You know, science knows what it's doing. But once he started getting into this, you know, quality control department over vaccines, he says, you know, they were lacking the robust science behind the vaccine, in itself. He said he found that they were really very dangerous and experimental. And and he says the CDC pushes these vaccines on everybody in the country. They're very naive, he says, and they make patients for life out of these vaccines because they create internal medicine disorders. But anyway, we're going to be in a little bit, we're going to be listening to a little snippet from George, a former scientist at Merck, regarding vaccine safety, and it's real important to hear it. So we're going to be just starting it off. And that wraps the Quack Report. That's all, folks. Thanks, Frank. I got so excited about this information, I almost forgot to wrap the Quack. Well, all right, so we're going to be talking about bad science creates a lot of whistleblowers. Well, enough anyway. You know, scientific community is really not immune to corruption, and more laws are now being created to protect whistleblowers who reveal misconduct, unsanitary conditions, and also fraud within the halls of medical science. So where do most of these offenses occur? Well, research labs, often located in universities and also the pharmaceutical companies themselves. And should we rely on the whistleblowers to keep science honest? Well, the answer is no. And the reason is because there's a lot of pressure for these people to remain silent, and it's quite severe. So they're supposed to keep their mouths shut. So it is really no secret that whistleblowers often pay a heavy price for not remaining silent. So we also find scientists and physicians who will quietly remove themselves from the corrupt environment and will reveal later what they observed. And that's what we're going to find with George here in a little bit. So investigative journalists have also been sounding the alarms that our medical science area is so overcome with corruption that no one really knows what treatments are good or bad. So we're going to take a look at this. First, let's look at the human vaccines, because there have been a lot of scientists that have been in prison for blowing the whistle on the activities within the scientific community. Dr. Judy Mikovits is one, and we've mentioned her work in the cancer research area before, where she was specializing in immune system research. And Dr. Mikovits had access to previous research and discovered that the neurological disorders and the cancer cases actually led her to the causes being the viruses, the animal proteins, the human cells in the blood, and other filthy contaminants within vaccines. So all the vaccines are contaminated intentionally. Uh-oh. So she was told by her employer that she would be destroyed and her career ruined if she made the matter public. Dr. Mikovits paid a high price by sacrificing her career and all she had because she refused to denounce the data she collected. So our modern science acts as if it's, you know, above reproach. And it's really intentionally harming people. So Dr. Mikovits joins the ranks of other brave scientists such as Dr. Stefan Kraling and Joan Wolkowski, who worked for Merck Pharmaceuticals as virologists. And virologists are those people that study viruses in order to make, you know, antiviral products for them and vaccines, flu vaccines. So they blew the whistle on Merck Pharmaceuticals regarding their MMR vaccine, a huge lawsuit over the claims that Merck faked the effectiveness of the vaccine. The investigation suggested Merck was engaged in dishonest testing practices. Apparently, they faked the results with animal antibodies, and the court determined that the whistleblowers did provide enough facts to allow Merck to be tried for providing false documents to the government. So memos from the pharmaceutical staff showed they attempted to hide information about the efficacy on the vaccines from the government, too. So here is a quote from Stefan Kraling, Merck virologist. He says this, he says, when standard test methods did not work showing vaccine effectiveness, faking test results is what Merck did. The warning to superiors that the data was faked was not acted upon and resulted in steps taken against those who reported the breach. So they turned on the people who said, hey, you know, you guys got this wrong. Now, the court found that there was evidence to support the whistleblower claims, and Merck knowingly made or used false records and statements of materials to falsify or produce a fraudulent claim. The false claim was actually found in the package inserts with the vaccine stating 95% effectiveness of the MMR vaccine. They also found that Merck supervisors conspired to hide the facts. Merck continues to fight the case, clouding the definition of what efficiency means. Discovery was ordered by the court in 2016, but the case began in August 2010. All expert discovery was ordered to be completed by October 2018, and so we should be asking, could the vaccine be the cause of the mumps outbreaks in several areas of the United States? Ta-da! Well, let's look at the CDC whistleblower here. Virologist Dr. William Thompson was a senior scientist at the Center for Disease Control who got into a situation when he discovered the MMR vaccine produced data of what appeared to target young African-American male children under 36 months of age, increasing the risk of autism. He retained a lawyer and attempted to correct the omission that certain data was omitted, skewing the statistical information, and he had great concern about this. This is what he said. My concern has been the decision to omit relevant findings in a particular study for a particular subgroup for a particular vaccine. There have always been recognized risks to vaccination, and I believe it's the responsibility of the CDC to properly convey these risks associated with vaccines to the public. My coworkers and I discovered a strong autism signal in children who received the MMR vaccine before their third birthday, end of quote. So it appears Dr. Thompson's supervisors ordered the scientists to eliminate this data from their final reports before publishing the study. And Dr. Thompson reported to his attorney that there is widespread fraud happening at the CDC. So the full report of what happened was reported by his attorney, Kevin Berry and Robert Kennedy Jr. in a brief titled Exposing Autism Research Fraud at the CDC. His attorney says this, the CDC has been subject to four scathing government studies that depict the corruption, mismanagement, dysfunction, conflict of interest that undermines their regulatory and policymaking functions, and even committing perjury, end of quote. Wow. Wow. Well, I think we're going to be, if you got that, do you have that clip ready, Frank? We should play that now. And I got more on this, but we're going to take a break and play this. It's only 3 minutes, but it's, Dr. George Arojo, scientist, Merck Pharmaceutical Vaccine Testing and Safety Supervisor. If you've got it, let her rip, Frank. Do you have that?
My name is George Arujo. I'm a trained chemist. I worked in the pharmaceutical industry a total of 16 years. My belief is that vaccine safety science is flawed and incomplete, and we haven't vaccinated any of our kids. When I graduated, I began working at Merck. Merck has released pepsifamotidine, Prilosec, omeprazole. And Merck manufactures quite a few vaccines. Most well known is probably the MMR. Before my wife became pregnant with our first child, I was largely indifferent towards vaccines. I just assumed that it was okay. I didn't really think about it. So when Stephanie became pregnant in early 2000, I had just recently started in the vaccine sterile quality operations business unit as a supervisor in the biochemistry laboratory. I began to attend vaccine policy meetings. I asked basic questions about, for instance, the Hep B vaccine. I've got a child coming in a couple of months. So I'm wondering about the wisdom, scientific and otherwise, about administering a Hep B vaccine to an infant. Virtually every medical scholar acknowledges that the immune and autoimmune system of an infant is nowhere near developed. And so this is a medical intervention to boost an immune system about which we know very little. My questions are very specific. How do we know vaccines are safe? What do we do to determine their safety? What have we done to determine the robustness of the methods that we're employing to determine safety and efficacy? These are basic questions. What I began to find is that the type of studies were kind of shabby. I felt they were kind of rushed. They're sort of a rush to market. I raised questions like that and didn't feel that they were particularly appreciated. What I'm suggesting is that while I was at Merck, the answers that come back are superficial. And that's usually code for I don't know. That doesn't line up then with the conviction and the passion that vaccines are absolutely bulletproof and everybody should be vaccinated. There's a disconnect there. It makes you wonder what else is going on. Right around when my wife was about 7 months pregnant, it was one of those moments where we're driving down a road and I'm sharing with her the concerns that I began to have. And eventually, we just kind of looked at each other and knew that we had come to the same conclusion. The probability of disease, actually, from vaccination, was actually higher. And we made a decision we weren't going to vaccinate any of our children. We were meeting more and more individuals in the pharmaceutical business. We're also leaning in the same direction. I had a dear friend who still works in Big Pharma. She was about to give birth herself. She made that decision as well, not vaccinate at all. And we have not vaccinated a single time for any of our four children. They are super healthy, and it's, 18 years after the fact and never look back.
Well, isn't that telling? Let me tell you, and I hear this all the time because I get calls from doctors and nurses. They don't want to get their flu shot, but they're going to keep their job. What can we do about that? Well, if you want to know what I do about that, you can give me a call at the office, and I'll give that number out shortly. But, what we have is, we've got supposedly medical bodies. They're supposed to be looking after our welfare, and we've entrusted them to do that. And what we're finding is they're not doing that. The CDC has been promoted as this so-called safety measure, or as an, you know, independent watchdog, if you will, to help govern over science, to protect the people. But obviously, the fox is watching over the hen house, because the CDC is a private corporation. It looks after its shareholders just like the pharmaceutical companies do. They profit from the spread of disease just like the drug companies do. Cures and disease prevention do not make them richer. Here's a quote from Molly Peterson. She's an investigative journalist. She says, today, the goals of pharmaceutical policy and medical practices are often undermined due to what she calls institutional corruption. She goes on to say, I actually thought that the drug companies were all about science, and that's what they tell the public. They are all about science discovering new drugs, but when I started following their daily activities and talking to executives, I learned that really it was about marketing and profits that drove them, end of quote. And it is a fact. The United States is the largest consumer of prescription medications globally. The United States gobbles up 65% of the drug market, spending billions of dollars a year. That's a lot of cha-ching, if you know what I mean. So we have it, like he says, there is a disconnect. We have made the assumption science knows what it's doing. We just assume it, and that's not the case. All right, so here is a quote again from Molly Peterson. She says, with the hordes of cash drug companies make, they hand money to patient groups, hospitals, universities, medical schools, physician societies, government agencies, and any organization they can use. This kind of disposable wealth has created a stranglehold on medical science. She says, we've come to a time when decisions on how to treat disease are hatched in a corporate marketing department rather than by a group of independent physicians working to improve public health. In many cases, whether the medicine helps or harms the patient has become secondary to how much money it will bring the shareholders in profits, end of quote. That is the reality. So, well, you know, where are you going to put your trust? Putting your trust in the drug companies is like kind of gambling at Vegas. Doctors really don't know if the drugs will work or not. They don't make the drugs. All they have to go by is what the drug companies pay the ghostwriters to put into the medical journal articles to market the product to the doctors. And some still believe in the system, but there is this tipping point where the masses are learning, hey, we've been duped and slowly poisoned by symptom management drugs. Uh-oh. So you want to be careful. We got to take a little break. We come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and the other stuff we got on the desk here. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Prone to developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, we're talking about the whistleblowers within scientific medicine, and we seem to see a lot of it in the vaccine area. I want you to be careful out there, and I want you to be proactive and vigilant, because we live in a time where we have to investigate carefully all the recommended treatments. And this means, you know, going beyond the propaganda brochure drug companies use to market tools and provide to physicians to hand to their patients. So we have to realize that the system has literally made drug pushers out of our doctors. So our creator didn't expect us to rely on drugs to be healthy, not pharmaceutical drugs. So in a majority of our cases, you know, our health is really dependent on our lifestyle. The foods, the spices, the medicinal herbs are our medicines. And they have been for thousands of years, and we really need to exercise wisdom and discernment. So if our medical system has been severely corrupted, we have to conclude it's dangerous and it needs to be avoided as much as possible. And there will be always emergency necessity, but outside of that, we need to reassess our lifestyle and take responsibility for our health. Now, you know, people say, well, where do I start? You know, I was once in that position of the average person, not knowing how to deal with even the most common health complaint. You know, after I started using medicinal herbs, I discovered they were, you know, the best kept secret to well-being. Herbs empower you. Herbs heal you. Herbs can protect you. And that's how powerful they are. And God wants us all to understand that. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104, verse 14, and Revelations 2:22, that's what God's telling you. You can trust in his medicines. So the medical cartel really doesn't want you to have that power. We all need to stand up and take the power back. So really now is a good time to investigate your ways of strengthening the body, get off the lifelong prescription medicines. And if you'd like to learn more on that and other things regarding natural solutions for everyday problems, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Ask for their free product catalog. They offer immune-boosting formulas, organ cleanses, pandemic kits, herbs for pets, metabolic strengthening formulas, etc. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you want to do the website, the web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, and it's all about you taking the power back. And more power to you. Godspeed. All right. Thank you, Frank, for running that clip. He got that on such short notice. And that's always very appreciative. Well, I don't know, Frank. Do I want to talk about germs or do I want to talk about dirt? Well, let's just talk about, since we're talking about lifestyle, let's talk about, you know, getting rolling up our sleeves and getting dirty out there in the dirt. You know, if we put our ear to the ground, we're going to hear the earth say, hey, you're dirt poor. I'm referring to the soil that supports the crops. So without healthy soil, how can we expect to have healthy foods and sustain a good health for our body? So we know that we should be doing, we should be good stewards. The Lord said in 1 Corinthians 4:2 that we need to be good stewards of the land, and we haven't been doing that. We need to grow organic. We need to change the crops that we plant year to year. We need to let the soil rest so it can rebuild the minerals. And this is what we used to do. You know, before 1949, the U.S. had 7.2 million family farms. After 1949, when the government got all involved with regulating farming, we went down to 2 million farms. And it went downhill from there. So, and if you look at some of the Super 8 films from World War II, when people shot their own movies, you know, I think they call them Super 8s. There's no overweight people in these films. There's no obesity when the people shoot in these films. It's an amazing thing. And that's because people were getting, the nutrition in their foods because, you know, we still had minerals in our soil. And once we have satisfied the body with minerals, we eat less volume of food and we don't become overweight. Well, I think people have noticed there's a lack of flavor in a lot of the fruits and vegetables that are grown conventionally. So when you compare, let's say, organically grown apple to a conventional one, it's a huge difference. The organic one has a lot of flavor, a lot of juice, a lot of crispness, a lot of vibrant color. The conventional one is kind of watery, and no flavor. It's like a generic something. So in 1900, our great-grandparents ate 131 pounds of home-grown vegetables annually. Americans today eat 400 pounds of vegetables, 275 pounds of fruit a year. So what we're eating is three times what our ancestors ate. And why is that? Here is a quote from Henry Cantwell Wallace, professor of soil, Iowa State College of Agriculture. He says, nations endure only as long as their topsoil. Well, that's true. Can't grow anything. You're going to starve to death. Now, according to the Scientific American, our U.S. soil is severely depleted from modern agricultural practices. So the mass production of food has stripped our soil of a lot of minerals, and they're necessary to reduce pests and have harvest healthy crops. Minerals are necessary for that. Pests are really attracted to sick crops. Did you know that, Frank? Yep. All right, so the GM crops, your genetically modified crops with pest-resistant chemicals built into them, are less nutrition-rich than the foods produced in the 1970s. Now, a study that was done by the University of Texas at Austin's Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry in 1999, they reported that after analyzing 43 different vegetables and fruits, comparing them to nutrient data from crops grown in 1950, they found that there were reliable declines in the nutrients. So specifically, they said the food grown in 1999 had less protein, less calcium, less phosphorus and iron, less vitamin B2 or riboflavin, and less vitamin C. So the agriculture has focused really specifically on pest resistance, faster growing cycles, and the size and weight of the product for more profit, and they've neglected the nutrient content. All right, so the study was published in the 2004 Journal of the American College of Nutrition. Organic Consumers Association has also reported with other studies, they've concluded similar findings. Here's what the Nutritional Security Institute said. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but probably not today. The apple of today has lost 82% of its magnesium, a high percentage of other nutrients as well, compared to an apple grown 100 years ago. Seriously. So here is Sherry Temperharjo. She is a PhD in Nutritional Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison. And I probably said her last name wrong, and I apologize. She said, look for bold, brightly hued produce. A richly colored skin indicates a higher count of healthy phytochemicals. The darker orange and carrots contain more beta-carotene, she says. So look for color. It's a telltale sign. So what the agricultural community is really doing is neglecting the uptake nutrients for the sake of rapid growing products, more variety, and higher yields. And the researcher Donald Davis from the University of Texas said, quote, there have likely been declines in other nutrients too, such as magnesium, zinc, and vitamins B6 and vitamin E. He went on to say that these particular nutrients were really not studied like the others were in the 1950s, so it's really hard to make a comparison in how much we've lost today. Yeah, amazing. Well, let's look at the scale. The Kush Institute analyzed the nutritional data they collected in the 70s, and they looked at the vegetable data from 1975 to 1997. So this is what they found. There was a drop in calcium by 27%. A drop in iron by 37%. Vitamin A dropped 21%, and vitamin C dropped 30%. Now, in the UK, the British were actually studying the nutrients in their foods, too, and they looked at the data they had collected from 1930 to 1980, and that got published in the British Food Journal, and this is what they found regarding their vegetables in just a 50-year period. They said calcium dropped 19%, iron dropped 22%, and potassium dropped 14%. Now, the University of Colorado studied the nutrients in our foods and concluded that our foods today roughly are 50% less nutrient-rich than just 100 years ago. They reported that the nutrient density in your foods has declined 40 to 60%, with an average being 50%. They stated that the food that we eat is lacking a lot of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, photochemicals compared to what our great-grandparents ate. So the University of Colorado analyzed vegetable nutrition from 1963 to 1992, and they stated magnesium dropped 21%, calcium 29%, iron 32%, phosphorus 11%, and potassium 6.5%. So if you think about it, look at all the health problems we have compared to, 100 years ago. We have male testosterone problems. We got female hormonal problems, the endocrine system, the glandular system suffering. We've got neurological problems. We've got IQs that have gone through the floor with regard to testing kids in just, a couple of generations. So, nutrition foods matter, and making and growing your own food is what I encourage everybody's due. Now, Organic Magazine also reported on nutrition. It continues to decline, they said. They looked at vegetable nutrition from 63 to 2000. This is what they said. Our wonderful beets, 50% less vitamin C, 10% less potassium, and 8% less magnesium. They went on to say our spinach is 17% less vitamin A, 45% less vitamin C, and 10% less magnesium. Collard greens drop 41% in vitamin A, 62% in vitamin C, 28.5% in calcium, and 51.5% in potassium and 85% in magnesium. They said corn went down almost 30% in vitamin A, 42% in vitamin C, 33% in calcium, and 3.5% in potassium, and 23% in magnesium. So declines all around. Sweet peppers dropped 69% in vitamin C. And how many of you out there hoping you get in vitamin C with your peppers on your salads and whatever? Apples dropped 59% in vitamin A. So organic produce can sometimes look small or even misshapen. And they said that that can indicate that they're not genetically modified or coated with a lot of pesticides, according to Lisa Gerber of the Natural Society. So if you're seeing misshapen produce in the store, it's probably healthier, is what she's saying. Also, this is a quote from Preston Andrews. He's a PhD plant researcher at Washington State University. He says the nutrients in most fruits and vegetables start to diminish as soon as they're picked. For optimum nutrition, eat your produce within a week of buying or picking it. Well, try to eat it right away if you got it in your backyard and you're picking it, right? I just love cucumbers, and I grow the heck out of them. Those are great. All right, so the cells of the human body require minerals for life and for function. So the cells need vitamins, enzymes, and minerals so your body can make adequate hormones, have healthy immune system function, healthy blood, and even healthy metabolic biological functions. So the inadequate levels of nutrients create this shortfall, and the body reacts negatively. So when we don't get the nutrients, we can develop illnesses such as, but not limited to, anemia, bone loss, blood clots, and brain malfunction. How much dementia do we have today, really? You know, think about this. I mean, I can remember my grandparents, sharp as a tack, World War II generation, sharp as a tack, into their 80s, didn't have cognitive decline at all. And, but of course, you know, they had a lot of nutrition for most of their adult lives, you know. So today the USDA is recommending our daily allowance of vegetables be 3 to 5 cups, 2 to 6 cups of fruit. Now, our great-grandparents, they only had to eat 0.7 cups per day, which indicates superior nutrition in their foods. Think about that. We're having to multiply the volume to get anywhere. So when the body is nutritionally satisfied, it requires less food. So this can explain why there is a problem with obesity, and when people are eating the wrong foods or eating large amounts of nutritionally depleted foods. Here's a quote from Arlene Buford Mason, a biochemical nutritionalist. She's also a nutritional counselor. She said, there are good reasons to take supplements. The bioavailability of nutrients in supplements is 100%. Taking quality supplements could have tremendous benefit. Well, if we're not getting it in the foods, the conventionally grown ones, so if you want a snapshot of what some of the nutrients can do to assist certain body functions, here it is a few of them. Your immune system to function well has to have vitamin A, E, C, B12, folic acid, pantothenic acid, and which is your vitamin B5. Your tissues and your bones have to have vitamin A, C, D, and E, as well as your calcium. Also your nerve function. All B vitamins, especially your folic acid, your nervous system runs on Bs. And also anti-aging, you need your antioxidants, your beta carotenes, your vitamin C, and your vitamin E. So let's troubleshoot. So some of the common health problems that we can develop stems from a lack of our nutrients. And so here's a brief list of some of the health issues and the nutrition the body is requiring. So if you got weak bones and muscle cramps, you're going to need plant-based, not animal-based calcium for that. Tense muscles and stiff blood vessels, you need natural magnesium. If you got weak cells, nerves, or electrical impulses of the heart or offbeat, need natural potassium. If you have weak immune system and accelerated aging, you need some natural selenium and antioxidants. And if you got a weak immune system and a weak sex drive, you need natural zinc. So how do you get the right supplements if your foods are lacking? Well, a majority of supplements in the United States are made by a company in Germany. These are your, private labeled stuff that's everywhere. The company has a recipe book of supplements called a monograph, which has already been approved by the US FDA. So they can provide a label and the supplements for hundreds of companies or distributors, and these products are a combination of synthetic chemicals. They have really no organic whole food live nutrition in them, and in my opinion, these supplements will deplete your body rather than fortify it. So you got to really know what's in your supplement. Consumers can have a hard time distinguishing between your natural and your synthetic supplements. I don't know how many times on the phone I'll say, do you have an all-around supplement you like to take? And majority of people say yes. And I said, okay, is it organic or synthetic? And they go, I don't know. And the synthetic product contains filler ingredients, and most products will contain various chemical preservatives and petrochemicals and still label it as a natural vitamin, okay? So if the ingredient list is a bunch of chemicals, it does not mention that it's derived from a food source, then it will be a synthetic product. According to the Organic Consumers Association, there is such a thing as vitamin poisoning, and the synthetics will give it to you. So here's a list of what most consumers read on their supplement labels. The most common supplement brands include sodium benzoate, or BHT, to retain its freshness. But this is detrimental to health. It also has been known to be cause for cancer, and it damages your cell DNA. A lot of products use standard ingredients, so the chemicals there are added to kind of counter the filth and germs that are in there, like cupric, sulfate, and boric acid. They're known to also cause DNA. Also, if you're taking a pill that you have to swallow, they have to add stuff so the pill doesn't crumble apart and it stays together. So stearic acid is in there, and it's used in soap making, stearic acid. They may also add lubricants and other synthetic ingredients that contain a lot of pesticides, so you got to be careful. They might want to mask the flavor of these ingredients, and they'll put in sweeteners called melatroxetrin. And no surprise, the filler ingredients can contain modified cornstarch, which is now all GMO. Hydrogenated oils could also be included in the chemical supplements, the commercial brands, that can negatively affect your heart health. And another ingredient to make the vitamin pill seem better than it is will contain potassium chloride, which can contribute to the formation of digestive ulcers and circulatory disease. Also, over 90% of the vitamin C on the market comes from China. Think about that. Here's Dr. Edward Krupp. He says this: many synthetic vitamins lack the transporters and cofactors associated with naturally occurring vitamins because they've been isolated. The Organic Consumers Association emphasizes that isolated vitamins cannot be used or recognized by the body and looks at it the same way as a prescription drug. All right, so some of the toxic vitamins, according to the Organic Consumers Association, they gave a little list. I'll just give you a few. Vitamin A, this is synthetic stuff. can cause abdominal pain, vomiting, headache, edema, vitamin E, allergic reactions, breathing impairment, swelling of the tongue, face, nose, nausea, blurred vision. I'm not reading all of it. It's too much to really go over. Vitamin K, synthetic version, been associated with liver damage, so be careful, and also cancer of the liver. Vitamin D. Vitamin D poisoning is rare. Toxicity can occur under certain medical conditions, such as tuberculosis and lymphoma. So you want to be careful. Notice if your vitamin D is it's not really completely safe, and your body does produce some of that by the body under UV ultraviolet sunlight exposure. So try to get whole foods. Whole foods are really going to be very helpful. I demand organic whole food supplements. That's my thing. And consumers who accept the synthetic supplements may also accept the GMO foods, the cloned foods, the non-animal meats, which, you know, that's their choice. But such products, I believe, are, you know, a waste of money and are going to risk your health. So when you compare organic whole food supplements to your synthetic ones, you want to you're going to compare authentic to imitation. So whole food supplements, these are obtained from concentrated whole food sources. So in other words, if you were looking for a vitamin C, it would say vitamin C derived from rose hips. Okay? Rose hips have a high amount of vitamin C in them. Or if you're looking for, like, calcium derived from, and then it'll give you a plant source, could be horsetail. You know, synthetic supplements also are isolated nutrients. These are actually made artificially in an industrial process with petrochemicals. That's what they are. So consumers really need to be educated and discerning about their supplements, as many are also made and distributed by your pharmaceutical companies. So where they're making these drugs, they may be making your vitamins in the same area. Now, herbs are packed full of your super nutrition, can't really be compared to the artificial stuff. So for your highest standards in organic, look for Tilth Organic Whole Food Supplements. Tilth Organic Whole Food is superior. It's a game changer. You'll be amazed what you can accomplish with that. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They are the home of the game changers, organic whole food supplements. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. One of my favorite things as an overall vitamin, mineral, amino acid, plant protein based thing is their body food mix. It's powder, you add it to water or smoothie, you'll feel amazing. When you get that nutrition in your body goes, all right, now you're talking. And you just feel amazing. Their number again is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Give them a call. They'll send you a free product catalog. If you're on their website, do sign up for their newsletters. They're free. Just click on the Books and Newsletters tab and get your newsletters in your email each week. And I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.